was the director Jenny Williams told Studio 7 that her organization has since 2006 been campaigning for free primary education and wants government to scrap levies charged in public schools, removing the burden from hard-pressed Zimbabweans. Williams castigated government for having misplaced priorities and said the state must ensure that 20% of the national budget goes towards education, as outlined in the Dakar Declaration of 2000, which Zimbabwe has ratified.
Government must take back from parents the responsibility of paying and educating children. We have cried, we have marched, we have sat in, we have died in. They continue to ignore us. They passed it in the new constitution. We gave them time. They continued to ignore and put more money to bats and sticks.
The demonstrators sang and marched through the central business district to Mhlahlandla government complex, where they wanted to deliver a petition to resident minister Eunice Sandimoyo, but were stopped from doing so by police, who blocked the entrance to the offices. Reverend Hussein Iswanda of the Zimbabwe Institute for Social Transformation, who also joined the march, said he supports WOSA's calls and reiterated that it is government's responsibility to ensure that citizens get quality education by training and paying teachers well.
We need this government to supply quality education to the people of Zimbabwe. As citizens, we are saying the constitution gives us a right to quality education for everyone. So we're demanding that from government.
Zimbabwe's education system, once the envy of the world, has crumbled amid the ongoing economic crisis, compelling parents at one point to fund even salaries of teachers through levies. Local education officials declined to comment. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.